I'm an addict. My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer!
My clean date is 4/15/03, and for that I am truly grateful. And I've been asked to speak on the 11th step. It's so funny because when Brian asked me to share on the 11th step, I was like, yes, you know, I'm always honored when I'm asked to speak on anything. And of course, my holding with that, you know, whenever he asked me to share on the 11th step, I was truly honored. And then, you know, reality set in. Shit. The 11th step. That's truly one of the, I think, one of the most difficult steps to share about. Because to me, and let me just say this, what I'm about to share is my experience, strength, and hope. I don't expect anyone to take this on as theirs, or, you know, if you identify, beautiful. If you don't, if it's not yours, then, you know, take what you need, leave the rest. It's completely you do you. This is me. to me, the 11th step is not one of those burning bush, I can get out there and toot its horn kind of steps. It's a very personal step for me. You know, everything that I experienced in this step was on me. And so it's not something where I can get out there and stand up and scream, yeah, this is what happened, you know. I've worked the 11th step a few times, and very powerful step for me internally. You know, it brought me closer to my higher power in ways that I cannot even begin to step up here and go, this is what happened. I can, but it won't translate well, or I didn't think it would. You know, and so as that started setting in for me, I'm like, well, fuck, man. What am I going to say that's really going to make these people go, oh, yeah, that's going to be an amazing step. It's going to be an amazing step. When you get there, or if you've already done it, you already know. When you get there, you'll see. It's going to be an amazing step. But, you know, whenever he asked me, and I was like, yeah, wow, that's going to be amazing. Thank you for thinking of me. Well, motherfuck.
Yeah.
So I did what I always do. I turned to the literature, because our literature is awesome. And I spoke to my higher power, because that's what the 11th step brought me to, you know, brought me closer to my higher power. And I realized one of the things that I get really tripped up on is, you know, the 11th step is, you know, it talks about prayer and meditation, but what I get tripped up on is the meditation part, because I'm not perfect at that. You know, I don't meditate daily. You know, I get in these periods where I can meditate well for a little while, but I don't have the brain that shuts down and can do that for long periods of time, for a long period of time. And so, because I'm an addict, true to form, I will focus on what I can't do rather than what I do mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And so, because I don't do the meditating very well, I forget that I pray like a motherfucker. You know, that's what got me close to my higher power. That's what I do well. And so, you know, the 11th step, if you read that, it'll tell you. We sought through prayer, holy shit, that's the first part of it, and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him. Praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Well, shit, man. I got that part down pat. So I read in our literature, the basic text, if you don't have one, please get it. So I read in the 11th step, I was doing my homework, talking to another addict before the meeting. They caught me reading before the meeting. They said, doing your homework? I was like, yeah, I was that person in school that crammed before the test. And so I do that, and I still do that. I'm not even going to lie. and so I was reading, and I have the 5th edition. I don't upgrade because this is the book I have marked up. On page 44, this is the page that stuck out to me. This time, every time something new comes up, it says, it is easy to slip back into our old ways. To ensure our continued growth and recovery, we have to learn to maintain our lives on a spiritually sound basis. God will not force His goodness on us, but we will receive it if we ask. What I find funny about that sentence right there, not ha-ha funny, but ironic funny, is I have often, you know, described to my sponsees and even to people that I've been in just general conversation with that the way I see my higher power with me, and, you know, the way I'll describe to them is my higher power sometimes is like a protective bubble over me. You know, I'll walk a path and he'll be that bubble, but he's not gonna, it's not like a force field that's gonna keep me from, you know, bounce me off of it and keep me in that thing. It's a bubble. It will allow me to step outside off that path and walk next to it, or even, you know, veer way off. But it's always going to allow me back into it and help keep me safe if I allow it to. And so that was the thing whenever I read that sentence. I was like, wow, he's not going to force his goodness on me. That's for damn sure. But, you know, he's going to be there for me anytime I want him to be. And so that's, you know, my bubble theory. You know, he's always there if I need him. Be sure she's going to let me step outside of that bubble if I need to feel some pain. And, you know, that pain is not always me going out and using. That pain is often me just doing some dumb shit, which I'm skilled at. We usually feel something is different in the moment, but don't see the change in our lives till later. When we finally get our own selfish motives out of the way, we begin to find a peace that we never imagined possible. Holy shit, here I am sitting here 15 years, almost 16 years later, in a peace. And again, I don't meditate on a regular, but I pray. So let me just tell you, if you are newer than me, and hell, even if you're old, if you've been in this program longer than me, and you still can't quiet your mind, let me just give you some hope. You know, it's okay, man. So my husband's also in the program, and I asked him, because I ask people, because I stress on the fact that I don't do it right. How do you meditate, man? So I asked him one day, and he's like, well, I meditate when I mow the yard. I'm like, that's not right. So here I am telling someone else they aren't doing it right, right? I don't even do it, and I'm telling someone else they aren't doing it right. He looked at me and said, well, how do you know? I'm like, because that's not quiet. He said, in my mind, I'm quiet. Whew. Well, I just felt like this big, right? So I'm like, from that point forward, I did not tell another motherfucker they were doing it wrong. Because if you can get quiet in your head, who am I to judge, right? So he got all this loud shit going on around him, but in his mind he's quiet. Okay, that was some God shit right there, wasn't it? Okay, that just shut me up real quick in that marital disagreement. So, you know, it's not that right there was probably one of my first experiences in the fact that you don't have to sit in front of a candle and have a, you know, quiet home moment, you know, all right. So now I'm like looking outside the box, right? So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe when I'm driving to work, that's it. No. No. Driving to work is not meditation. No. I pray when I go to work. That's what I do when I go to work. I don't meditate when I go to work. Totally different. Learn that real quick. Enforced morality lacks the power that comes to us when we choose to live a spiritual life. When I first got here, I got here when I was on paper. Yeah, I would consider that enforced morality. I did not really start getting this until I decided this is what I wanted. Granted, I was still on paper when I made that decision, but it was still my decision to make. Most of us pray when we are hurting. We learn that if we pray regularly, we won't be hurting as often or as tensely. Yeah. Totally my experience right there. Totally my experience. Now that I pray on a regular, I don't feel the pain nearly as often. And so because of that, totally because of that, I can totally see where the 11th step works in my life now. Not all the time, because I still get hung up on what I don't do perfectly. So my husband and I, we lived overseas for a little while in a country in Malaysia. And it just so happened, right about the time I was going to start on an 11th step, I found a meditation retreat, a 10-day meditation retreat. I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to get meditated up. I'm going to start my 11th step. I'm going to be on 10-day silent meditation. I'm going to get this shit right this time, right? I did 10-day silent meditation, man. How do you not carry that over into your daily life, right? I went, I did this. Dude, most of y'all don't know me, but I was silent for 10 days. That is a miracle in and of itself. 10 days. I did not speak. I sat all damn day in silent meditation. one of the most spiritual, amazing experiences I ever had. I got back into the real world, and it did take me a few days to, you know, get used to, you know, being in constant discussion with people again. And I was actually annoyed at some of it sometimes, but once I got back into it, the meditation went away again. And once I realized that, I'm like, well, what the fuck? How does that even happen? But it's because I was disconnected from that. That was just an insert into my life. I did not make that part of my life. And, you know, so I spoke to my sponsor because I kept my sponsor here. And, you know, of course, you know, she's like, well, you just need to practice. Mm-hmm. I love my sponsor. If you knew my sponsor, you'd get it. She's totally in the wrong era. She needs to be back in the hippie days. So, and practice. And that's what it is. It's practice. Well, I don't practice well at anything. Never have. And I say that and then think about, well, it took practice for me to pray. You know, I didn't just start doing that. But, you know, it's also a time thing, you know. And so I've got all these reasons and all these excuses why meditation doesn't fit in my life. But then I have to come back to the prayer. You know, I'm praying. I'm getting that part right. So the 11th step for me, you know, and there are other places in this chapter, in this section, you know, they do an amazing job of splitting it up and letting you know that if you're doing one, it's okay. If you're doing the other, it's okay. If you're doing both, kudos to you. And so I'm really glad that I read this before the meeting because it reaffirms that, you know, I heard it said in the last speaker, I don't have to be perfect. You know, I'm okay that it's not perfect. And God love my sponsor because perfectionism is on my sixth step every freaking time around, man. I get that. I get that I'm not perfect. I'm a human being, first and foremost. And perfection is not in our DNA. It's not in our makeup, even though we try to, some of us, let me bring that back. Some of us, me in particular, I try to be perfect in things. And so that's where I fall short in a lot of areas. So... not being perfect at meditating, even though I try, and I do try, and let me tell you, on those stints where I can do it for, you know, long periods of time, I can feel the difference. I can see the difference. But when I stop, I try not to beat myself up, even though it doesn't sound like it in this. I don't hold on to that for very long. And I won't hold on to it when I'm done sharing now. You know, it is what it is. I will walk away from it, and I would love to say that I'm going to walk away from it and bring it back in my life. That is not the truth. You know, I will think about it. I'll think about, oh, you know, I shared in front of those people that I don't do it and that I would like to. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. And then tomorrow will come, and I will probably have forgotten about the fact that I even said maybe tomorrow. Honest program. Now, when I get to the 11th step this time around, I will put meditation in my life because it'll be the 11th step and it'll be part of what I'm doing. But will it last? There's always hope. You know, that's the main message in our program, hope. There's always hope for everything. So I always have hope that whatever I'm doing in my life is going to be positive and stick with me. So one more thing that I wanted to read here. It says, we know that whatever the day brings, God has given us everything we need for our spiritual well-being. It is all right for us to admit powerlessness because God is powerful enough to help us stay clean and to enjoy spiritual progress. God is helping us to get our house in order. So, no matter what, whether I'm practicing it perfectly or trying to remember to do whatever it is that I said yesterday that I was going to do today, God's helping me enjoy spiritual progress. And that is what is most important to me. You know, I tell people, you know, this is a spiritual, not a religious program, and that's extremely important to me. Whatever your walk, whatever your path is, more power to you. I used to not be very understanding in that area. I have grown exponentially, and I'm grateful for that. But I'm not that person that's on a religious path, truly spiritual. And I used to feel some guilt about saying I was on a spiritual path, and yet I didn't meditate. You know, back to that meditation. But today I am okay, and I say today as if it's just for today, and it is just for today. But it's today over understanding this over a long period of time. I am on a spiritual path, regardless of what half of the 11th step I'm practicing on a regular basis. I have a higher power today. I have a higher power that I am in a conscious contact with. I work closely with that higher power because I know without that higher power, who has been with me for way longer than I've been with him, I would not be here. You know, because of my beliefs today and the love I have for my higher power and the love that I know that he has for me, I am able to say with confidence that I am on a spiritual path and that my spiritual progress is growing, and I'm grateful for that. The 11th step is one of we're sharing with some ladies out there. I'm going through some stuff right now that, you know, kind of makes it difficult for me to feel very spiritual on some days. And so it's kind of funny that my higher power put it on me to share on probably what's, to me, one of the most spiritual steps that we have. And my higher power is fucking hilarious sometimes. And I love that about him. And so, again, to me, that's part of my spiritual progress. And so I thank y'all for sitting here and listening to all this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.